time, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I didn't bring my glasses again.
Oh my goodness.
Here, you can have mine.
You want me to read it for you? You want me to read it for you?
That's okay. That's my whole job. Wow, what power are these?
They're readers.
They're not working.
Are they bionic or not bionic?
Oh, he can't read.
Maybe the vice chair could read.
Me read it?
Here you go.
Okay, they're not working. They're readers, though.
Okay. This period is for for public comment. This period is devoted for comments by the general public about items on this agenda, which there are none. So we're going to pass this. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for December 11th?
I motion to approve it.
One second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Do we have a... would like to receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Good evening. Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of November, ended up with 12 medical calls, one mid-flight, and two motor vehicle accidents. On the fire side, we had two fires, one structure. That was an interesting experience. That was one of those where we were pretty shorthanded on that. Managed to keep everything off the main structure, get it knocked down by the time we got additional units in. It was just a lot. But other than that, I think on that one is before you start lighting things up, check, make sure it's clear, you don't have the debris, you don't have the gases floating around. Look for the lamp, make sure it's good to go. Other than that, I really don't have a whole lot. I think we're right now trying to get plans together for the next pancake breakfast and hot air balloons to come up to the park in February. We're just really hoping the park's going to be ready for us.
We're working on it. If you guys stop sneaking stuff in where it's not supposed to be, it would be good.
Hey, we put it there, we just forgot. Short of that, any questions for me?
I have a question.
Sir,
you
yes,
talked
sir.
About your medical calls.
Yeah.
Is Brett included in those today? You just helped him out?
No, I'll have to count that next month.
Okay, all right. He's car sick, so. Oh, no.
Don't worry, it happened to the kids too.
Ken, I have a question.
What's that?
So, anyway, are you guys certified or whatever to do fire extinguishers?
Like recertifying fire extinguishers? No. No, that's an outside company that does all that. We don't have anyone within Clark County Fire that does it.
Okay. It was a thought.
All right.
Oh, we would love to receive a report from Metro.
Howdy, everyone. This is Jeff Dean with Metro. We just handled a handful of calls out here in the valley over the last month. Just your mostly traditional domestics and disturbances, a couple of things at the school, nothing significant. We haven't had any reported serious crimes out here, but I was told by a gentleman in the back that there's been some people getting their tanks from their wells stolen and stuff like that.
There's been a couple of them.
Yeah. Okay. Burglaries going on.
We have not been. None of this was being reported to us. If you know your neighbor or friend, if they're getting their stuff stolen. Please, call 311. If they don't get an officer to you, they might push you into a telephone reporting system. And even then, sometimes, that information won't get sent to us if it's done by telephonic report. But if you know if these are occurring, even if your neighbors are doing online or telephone reports, if you could get that information to me or one of my officers so that we can start working on these cases. But if we don't know about it, we certainly can't take steps to start investigating it and figuring it out. So if you know of any of these stuff's going on, please, by all means, call us. That's what we're here for. We'd be more than happy to come out and investigate, especially if anyone has any information about who's doing the theft. By all means, you can pick any one of us and talk to us on the side, and we can work on it. As far as holidays are concerned, you know, you all have to go into town to shop, or if anyone's going to the mall in Prim, tis the season for auto burglary, smash and grabs. I know it's very easy when you live out here to kind of take for granted the fact that maybe stuff is a little bit more secure, but if you're going down to the mall especially, or the Gold Strike, make sure you're locking your valuables in your trunk and out of sight, because auto burglaries are on the rise. Same thing with town. It happens every year around this time of year. Opportunity thieves are looking to strike. So just be vigilant, especially when you have to go out of the valley, go somewhere else. Does anyone have any...
Do you have a lot of thefts of packages and things, that, like FedEx and things like that, or...
In town...
It's not happening out here.
Not that we're aware of. Okay. Like I said, if it is happening, it's not being reported to us.
Okay.
So if you have package theft, please, you need to call in and report it. And if you end up doing a telephone or online report, let one of my officers or myself know as we're around town, just so we can kind of, you know, with a date and time, we can find those reports, but they're not generally sent to us for follow-up. They're just reporting purposes only. We are not aware of any ongoing porch pirating, as they like to call it, going on in Sandy Valley.
Can't get to a lot of porches.
Yes, yeah. 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 So, but burglaries, auto burglaries this time of year, especially at Prim, if you're going down to Prim for entertainment or shopping, or in town too, same thing. So, any other questions? All right, thanks everybody.
Actually, I did have one other thing. This is something that happened to me. There's also happened to a couple of other people in the community. Phone calls have been coming in, trying to raise money for volunteer fire service within the rural areas. I don't know who they are. No one else seems to know who they are. It seems that they're trying to prey on maybe some of the older folks within the community to get them to give up $20, $40, things like this. Nobody knows who these people are or who they're actually raising this money for. We're not getting any of this. One simple thing to ask them, if you want to verify, when they start talking about your local volunteer fire service or any of the rural fire service, ask them who their fire chief is. That seems to really kind of throw them for a loop.
It's generally never good to give money to unsolicited phone calls.
Okay. Would love to receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools. Is anybody prepared to do that?
You got games? You got games?
On the 20th, I would always check with SandyValleySchool.com. We had a team in Baker that wasn't able to fill a team, so we've already had a couple cancellations, and we may try to fill, but our next game will be a home game on the 20th, 3, 4, 30, and 6. Boys JV, girls varsity, and then boys varsity.
On the Saturday, they have...
On Saturday, they are doing a round robin tournament, but it's not really a... I don't know how to... It's a little bit more low key.
But if you're interested in going, it's an Alamo.
Yeah. Although I believe it's free.
Yeah.
Also, this Thursday will be our winter concert at Sandy Valley School at 5 p.m. Also at 1:30 p.m. there will be the Ellis family will be presenting, I believe, gifts and shoes to our students. And I believe it's open to the public at 1:30. Good Springs School will be having their winter concert on December 19th at 6 p.m.
When's
and there's family fun night tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's all I can remember offhand.
Okay.
And of course, December 20th is the last day for school for students until the 7th of January.
And there's some half days in there.
Only for the finals. Yeah.
Is that for high school half days?
Yeah, middle school, high school.
Well, they're not really
okay, now we would love to receive a report from Ryan for Valley Electric.
It's actually going to be Brett today.
Oh, Brett.
Parsnip Brett?
Yep. The ride here was not that kind to me, not at all. But yeah, I'm Brett Link with Ballet and Ballet Communications. And yeah, and if I stumble over my words, I haven't necessarily spoken in front of a town board meeting before, so hopefully I do this well. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up. If you guys are IPTV customers, you guys might already be aware of this. But we've been having quality issues with our service. So for the month of November, we will not be, we'll actually be refunding you guys for that month. And then for the continuing months of IPTV, we won't be charging you. Let's see, yeah, while we continue finding a solution for the service. And nor will we be doing any installs for the IPTV. We have the scholarship program. Next week, we'll be opening up the application period. For it, we're offering $2,000 high school senior. No, that's not right. We're offering $2,000 scholarships for high school seniors. We're offering $2,000 scholarships for high school seniors and adults as well. And then one $500 scholarship for continuing education. And I know that the Sandy Valley CEO tour happened yesterday to introduce our new CEO to you. And in case you guys missed that one, if you guys want to make the drive, there is one happening in Beatty, December 12th at the Beatty Community Center, and it starts at 4. So, yeah, that is what I got. Do you guys have any questions? Yes.
How do you use that kiosk up there to pay your bill?
One more time?
How do you use the kiosk to pay your bill?
I'm actually not aware of that.
What do you mean as far as how do you use it?
Just try to use it. I have a high school diploma, and I follow the instructions.
Okay.
Typed everything in. It's just beyond me.
If you want, after the meeting, I'll drive up there with you, and we go over it. But
I'll be doing that now.
I don't know, maybe there's an issue with it.
How do you put the check in the machine?
It's just like any standard ATM. I mean, it's pretty... what I'll do is I'll drive on the way out and see if there's an issue with it. But I mean, otherwise, it's pretty simple. You just put the check in like you would at an ATM.
Well, I typed in my account number and just... I mailed it to your office in Perron.
Okay. I'll take a look at it. If there's an issue,
I'm not the only one. I've heard a lot of people also. You know?
Okay. That's
we're
good.
We're not 14-year-old... Sure. You know, computer geeks, you know, a lot of senior citizens around here, you know.
Sure. And you don't have to use it. I mean, you could always mail it in or call it in, go online. So there's still several options for now. So,
okay.
But I'll check and make sure there's no issues. But as far
I'll
as the
go
check,
back and try it again, but yeah. I just had a hard time.
Yeah. Well, if you change your mind, I'll drive out with you when we go do it. But
it's just like,
all right.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I know that she left. Or did you? Are there any more questions?
I did.
All righty. Thank you guys very much.
I'll go back.
Real quick, the only thing I'll add, we, in the last several years, have not had an applicant for our scholarship for Sandy Valley.
What?
And that makes me really, really sad.
Not one applicant?
Nope, not one. And we're giving away $8,000.
Holy moly.
So
people from the school, let's get that rolling.
So we have flyers. I'm going to give them to Electra to distribute in the school. And whoever else wants more, we'd be happy to bring more out. But I have probably 20 of them.
I actually keep all the seniors, so.
Here you go. Actually, I'm going to keep one couple for here. But
no, I will tell you.
Maybe I'm more important.
You are super
Uh-oh.
Important.
Uh-oh.
I'm not getting this award.
I'm helping you out.
I'm just kidding. The continuing education. Can anybody use it?
There you
the
go.
$500 continuing education.
What's
you
that?
Have to be a senior to use it. Yeah. An adult could use it.
Yeah, is actually geared towards adults.
Okay.
So like nurses who need
people.
Continuing education classes.
$500, they're giving you $500.
Is there a deadline on that? There's no deadline on
it. Okay.
It's all online.
I might apply for it.
If you go here.
Heck,
$500.
I could take a motorcycle safety.
Okay.
That's my first thing.
There's a lot of things you could take for $500.
Okay. Next we would like to hear from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Shauna, you're up.
I don't have anything.
Well, see, we skipped her for a reason.
Okay. Then the only person left would be our favorite, Megan.
Oh, I'm the favorite.
All right, tell us the park's almost done.
I wish I could. So the park, of course, everybody's concerned about parks. So last time we met, they're 31 days behind schedule, and that is not because they are not working hard. Every time they dig a hole out there, they're finding things that are not supposed to be there, that were not planned to be there, that they were told was specifically not there. It's been quite a frustrating project for them. So they are working diligently, but them being 31 days behind means they're still on the real schedule. They were trying to speed it up to be done by the end of the year. So they're still on the real schedule, they're just behind on the accelerated schedule. So they are working really hard, and it's things are picking up now. So if you see holes being backfilled, new holes are being dug. We've had to make some adjustments. The fitness area was supposed to be right here, and that's where Leach Field is. So couldn't have it there, so we had to relocate that. So there's been lots of on the ground decisions about how to move things and change things and reroute. Yes?
Megan, are they going to end up pulling that tree out, or are they going to leave it and put
the juniper?
Yeah.
The juniper will stay there.
So they're just going to go the other side?
It's just next to it, yeah.
That's what I figured.
So, there was a question, that was another question. So we moved the fitness area, and there's a juniper tree planted right by the senior center that I had said, oh, just cut it down, we'll just put the thing there. Well, I didn't know, because there's no markers or anything, that it was planted in honor of someone's child. So I did find that out. The tree is not being moved or altered in any way. And the bonus of that is, for the fitness area, it'll provide shade in the afternoon for the equipment. So it's working out well. So they are continue to work on it, and they know how anxious we all are for it, so it's coming along. A few things that have come, before I get to the other things, Starbucks was approved. So Starbucks will be coming. The plans did not show any kind of changes for the traffic going through there. So I have contacted NDOT and told them, you know what, this is our chance to fix the issues there. So they are looking at the plans to see how to get area there, because it's just going to get more congested with Starbucks. And so they're going to work on remediation issues for fixing that problem. So they're working on that. There's a couple things that have been coming up as rumors that I want to dispel. One is about the straw bale house. You guys know when you turn off on Sandy Valley Road, 161. It is not a bad boys club. I've heard all sorts of rumors. It's not a prison. There's no children that are going to be put in cages, which I've heard. I have heard all those things.
It looks a little drastic.
Literally, I heard that one. So, It was purchased by a gentleman who I'm working very closely with. He was told, like many people when they move into a rural area, oh, you don't need any permits, just do whatever you want to do. He is not a rule breaker, he is someone that's followed the rules and got bad information. So I'm working very closely with him. He does rescue exotic animals, but he doesn't have as many as he used to, and it'll become public information pretty soon. I can't share too much. He's a very private person, but it will be going through the Good Springs CAC for the proper approvals. So it's all above board. I'm meeting with him regularly, and it's not a prison. So, and I have told him very honestly.
I thought that looked like a wolf enclosure.
I've told him very honestly that it looks really ugly, and he took it very well. So he plans lots of planting, painting, like the Connex boxes that are there. He doesn't want it to look ugly, and so he's going to be making improvements there. But he's doing the work himself. So if you go by, I got a call the other day that said, oh, they're working at night, so nobody knows what they're doing. He works full time. The equipment that you see on site, he owns, and he runs the equipment himself, and he's a one-man show. He's doing it all himself. So if you see him working at night, it's because that's the only time he can find to fit it in right now. So that's what's going on there. The other big rumor, and someone just emailed me about it today, is that there's some sort of gigantic project that is going to go play, on the other side of the road from him. They're at 161 and Sandy Valley Road, down south of there. Somebody a while back had put up some weird sign there on the corner that shows a water park or something.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, the sign is weird, and it's not even like a real well-made sign. So I just kind of ignored it for a while. Well, now I'm hearing more and more. So there is no project there. All of that land, and I double-checked today because I got an email, all of that land is BLM. I mean, even the power plant on the Kern River gas line there, they don't even own that. That is a long-term lease from BLM. All of that land is owned by BLM. There is no construction project. It would have to go through public hearing process. From everything I know, BLM has no plan to sell that property anywhere, probably in any of our lifetimes. There has been construction equipment down there, so you may have seen blades and things. That's because there's power lines that run through there, and it's not VEA, but there's some power co-op, and I don't remember the name of it, but there's a power co-op of small companies that cooperate and have that line, or use that line, and they are doing maintenance on that line, and they are adding a fourth line on the top, and I don't know all the details, but it's a fourth line for communications. And so in order for their equipment to be able to get in and to work on the lines, they had to blade a road to give access. So if you, yes.
So can I add to that real quick?
Sure.
Because we probably should have brought it up, and I'm sorry I didn't tell him. So that's actually, so those were Valley Electric's lines, the 230 kV line. Mm-hmm. That you will see a lot more work going on. So Gridliance, who purchased those lines, has contracted with a company. They're adding a pulley. So what you're saying, the fourth line, so they're adding a pulley on the top, and then they're going to be putting an optical ground wire, basically fiber optic, on the top of the whole 230 kV system.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was like, as you were saying, I was like, man, this sounds familiar. Oh, you should actually have said it. So you will see, they're actually doing helicopter work over the next couple weeks. So they'll be dropping down onto the line, putting the pulley, so the helicopter will be hovering over each line for about an hour. So if you see that, that's what's going on. We are working with them on that.
And related to that, gets a little crazy. The sign out here.
Crazier than the prison for kids?
Just about. So the sign out here for our park improvements says HUD on it, Housing and Urban Development. The funds that are being used for the park are called CDBG funds. They're Community Development Block Grant funds, which come from the federal government, which are implemented by HUD. So as that construction was happening there, was the same time as Vidler was coming to try to steal our water. So people told me that they believed that because that sign said HUD, the park improvements were being done in exchange for a big housing subdivision.
Oh,
so that is not true. And you guys, if you hear stuff like that, if it sounds wacky, it probably is wacky. And I'm here every Tuesday. I didn't get to be here today, but I'm here every Tuesday. If you hear rumors like that, just ask me. I'll tell you. And if it's something I'm not allowed to tell yet, like our guy with the strawberry house, I'll tell you that I can't tell you that there's something that I know and it's not scary. And I live here too, so believe me, I don't want scary stuff like that happening either. So, yes.
I got two questions. Sure. One is following up on the Vidler thing there. Yeah. What's the status of that? What happened?
And that application was denied.
Okay.
By the state water engineer.
All right. And the second question is, as you go on and leaving Sandy Valley, you go up the triple white over there on the left. There's been a white van there all
yes.
doing
something. I'm glad you brought that up because that was something. That is the same group that was in the past, way up in the past this summer. It's the exact same group. They work for a environmental company, and they're doing environmental studies about minerals and stuff for a mining company. That's as much as I know, but they are looking to see like mineral content in the ground and stuff, and it's for potential mining. Of claims that are already out there. So I stopped and talked to them this summer and got the whole lowdown. So they're legit. They are legitimate. So yes, please, yes, when something like that comes up, please ask me.
And yes, if they find something, they're going to wreck the canyon.
I don't know about that, but I would think if they found anything this summer, they would have already started doing something, so maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Just to let you know.
Yeah.
One of the biggest industries in North America is mining, and it's also one of the most fraudulent. What they do is they go out and they get leases on different properties, and they do a fundraising. They'll raise $100 million for exploratory stuff, and they'll go and they'll lease land. They, like the Boss Mine right on top of the hill here, the guy's got a lease on that, on the 86 acres. And some friends of mine, we were going to buy the 86 acres down below the mine, you know. And so just before we were going to close on it, I called up the guy in Canada who had the lease. I said, what are your plans? Are you going to continue the lease? He said, no, we just don't have that. We own a lease from the BLM on 3,600 acres from Cherokee all the way over to Good Springs. And that was 15 years ago. And then they sent crews in here to drill test holes. They were drilling up there for a couple of years. They were renting houses in town for the crews and everything. And nothing happened with that either. Why? Because while they're doing that here, in 20 other places around the United States, they're doing the same thing.
They're hedging their bets.
And that, well, yeah. No, that's exactly what it is. And what they do is they may never find anything, but they're drawing big salaries off that $100 million funding. And then if they find something promising, they go and they go get another long line of loans and stuff from investors. And this goes on for centuries, and they never do any mining or anything. So you'll see them out there drilling. In fact, the federal government now mandates that all those core samples that they use, that they find and they take out, have to be numbered and stored for 10 years. Why? Because they were using them on other jobs. They were taking the core samples from this one and sold it, using them on other ones. So it's a big racket. Most of the mining in Nevada is done in northern Nevada, where the density of the ore is a lot greater. I mean, you can take a shovel full of dirt out in this parking lot and find gold, but it doesn't warrant setting up a mining operation because it's not dense enough. You got to move too many hundreds of yards to get an ounce of gold. So there's plenty of gold, silver, lead, zinc, copper, and right around the mountains here in Sandy Valley, so they used to mine here. But you don't see any companies coming in because there's not enough of it.
So they may find something, they may not, but they are a legitimate company, and they are scientists that are doing, scientists and surveyors, and they're working on it. So I bet they're liking it a lot better now than it was in summer, because when I stopped up there and saw them in the summer, it was really hot, and they were like, oh my God, it's so hot here. So. And the only other thing I have is about 5 years ago, when I kind of first started this job, I did a like seminar type thing over at the senior center about planning, about what planning is, planning and zoning, and kind of walked through the whole planning process. And there's been a lot of questions lately and some new residents, so I'm going to do that again. It'll be sometime in January. I'm looking at January 27th, I believe. But I'll put a thing out, and I've also invited someone from the building department to come and talk about building permits, because that's something else that came up recently. There's a lot of things that you can do. The person that came to recently wanted to build a Quonset hut type storage building to serve as a barn and hay storage. And you can go up to 1,500 square feet for that type of building as long as it's open on one side. So those are little tips that we could all use. We use that at my property too. As long as it's open on one side, you go up to 1,500 square feet. So it won't, of course, it can't be thorough, you know, building permits thorough, but it can. They can share some of those little things that matter to us out here. So I will put it out on Facebook, and I'll put flyers up and stuff. I'm looking to do that in January. So, and I think that's it. Yes.
Family Dollar Store.
Oh yes, thank you. Good, good. Family Dollar is, I hadn't heard from them for quite a while. And once I heard that our store is closing, which I hate to even say out loud, but once I heard about that, I thought, you know what, we need that Family Dollar more than ever now. So I emailed them, and I was kind of afraid to get the email back that they were going to say, Clark County's too hard to work with, and we give up. And that is totally not true. They are still 100% committed to the project. They own the property, so you know they're not going to walk away anytime soon. There's been a combination of the county's process is difficult, but they have an out-of-state developer and out-of-state architect and engineer, and they aren't used to our process. So it's a little bit of both. And they're also used to building where they don't have to follow building codes. So yes, there's problems, you know, that they, that the building code brings about, but I like to know that the building that for Sandy Valley is going to be just as safe and built just as well as any other building in Clark County. So they are struggling through that process. Plus, they bought a site that has drainage issues, so that's been another thing. So it's been a combination of things, but I'm working very closely with them. They are going to be submitting either this week or next week for their final building permits. They are working to get those as clean as possible so that they can get an issue as soon as possible. And Family Dollar Corporate has a lot of pressure on them because they're behind schedule. And so I, Commissioner Brager, I wrote up a letter for Commissioner Brager reiterating her support of the project and her commitment to help in any way possible to get it through the process, and said that to the Director of Real Estate for Family Dollar. So I don't have a date, but I know that they are getting fined every day they aren't done. So they are going to want to do it as soon as possible. So it's still a go. Yes?
Can you repeat what you were saying about Quonset huts at one side?
Oh, this, and that's just that this particular person was asking to build a Quonset hut. At my house, we built like a barn without sides. Any structure, and I can't quote the code exactly, but if it's for agricultural purposes or for animals, you go up to 1,500 square feet as long as one side is open, as long as it's not an enclosed building.
You know, El Dino's shallow thing is there. His Quonset hut blew down last winter.
I heard that, yeah.
It was only sealed up on one side, that's why it blew down, because the wind comes over the top. Of course, there's a vacuum inside and it floats.
Yeah, so
if you build something, now you got to close up both sides.
Well, and that's fine. Yeah. And if you want it to be more better for the elements, you would close up both sides and you'd have to pull a building permit, which isn't the end of the world. Believe me, we had to permit our Connex on our property that was there when we bought it. It's not the end of the world.
So you're saying it's 1,500 square feet for agricultural, you don't need a building permit?
Mm-hmm. As long as it's open on one side.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that could change your design. Like our tax shed, you can go up to 200 square feet without a permit. So we made ours 198 square feet, so we didn't have to get a permit. So that just those little tips that can help. Maybe you build two tax sheds if you wanted a big one. You know, you build two next door to each other, you know. So I talked to the director of the building department and one of the assistant directors, and they were very excited to come out and share that kind of information with the community. So, all right.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we now have gone beyond potholes. We have pot canyons in
the
community.
Yes, I know. And maybe you guys can help me with this. Someone told me recently that there was some agreement at some time before me that the trucks, the big belly dump trucks or the big 18-wheelers coming from the mining, from the dry lake bed over there, were not supposed to use our road to haul out, that they were only supposed to go out the other way. And because Kingston Road is so bad, they've been going our way. Mm-hmm. Does that ring any bells to anybody?
Yes.
Something like in the spring of the year, a lot of times during a certain period when the road is wetter. I mean, that's something you can find out from the county.
What happened was when they came up, they applied for the permit to open the mine. We, through the CAC, requested that they not use that road.
But the
county approved it without that stipulation because they say you can't tell them you can't use the road.
But the county wouldn't have been involved because it's in California.
Yeah, but
they
for some reason they brought it to the CAC.
Okay.
And it upset a lot of people because it increased a lot of traffic and our roads are falling apart.
Yeah. Why would it have come here? Do we have an idea like when this was? So I can research it.
It was just before you got here.
See, I came and things got better. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I will look into that. But that was just told to me recently, and I guess they're running the trucks at night. Because those potholes are suddenly much worse than they've been. Mm-hmm. Suddenly they're very deep in big chunks. Mm-hmm. And I've been calling them in, and unfortunately, last time they came out and fixed the potholes, the next day, there were two big new ones. So they come out as soon as you call them, and they're just...
That's not a...
Potholes, though.
That's not... That doesn't have anything...
They come out, and they
put them in and then they break again.
That doesn't have anything to do with the trucks as much as it does the time of the year. We have rain and freezing weather pops is what pops them out.
And the, I will say
the trucks break up the edge of the road.
Okay. We have a new commissioner coming in January. I do not know if he's keeping me. I hope he is. He hasn't said he hasn't, so I hope I'm still going to be with you in January. But I talked to him today, and one of the things that came up was the road. And I told him what's going on and the concerns and the lack of progress, and he was very concerned about it. So he was a state legislator.
Thank you.
He was in the state legislature before this, and he's an attorney. So maybe he'll have some...
Rob Tate?
No, Justin Jones.
So
he may have some different perspective or know different ways to handle things. So hopefully that'll be good. Yes?
Have you heard anything about the Ivan Fly Airport?
No, I know nothing about that. It would go through the Board of County Commissioners, and I don't think there's been anything in quite a while.
Be sure and let us know if he decides not to keep you so we can know where to stage the riot.
Well, I appreciate that.
And the big pothole.
I'm hopeful. I don't know that there's somebody else out there that knows all that I know about all these areas, plus Commissioner Brown's areas. So we'll see. I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful.
But when was the last time the road was paved?
It's never been.
No.
It's
1981.
It's never been, you know how
no.
they, oh my goodness.
We have
patched.
No right to do that. The county has no rights to do that.
But BLM has.
BLM.
That is the reason we're not getting it done.
It's not their road either, and they don't do maintenance.
So what's going on with the environmental study for the sheep that goes over? Weren't they BLM going to be doing something with that?
They're going to, and that's where I need to bring the two sides together. They both told me that they're working on it. They both told me, you know, they're making progress. I need to get everyone together to get some commitments on that. So it's a work in progress.
Okay.
And I drive it every day.
Some of us here on the board can call and say, hey, what's going on? How about citizens?
No, because they
you like sitting on hold?
I would if it really helped.
These discussions went on before you were part of the board.
Yeah.
But when the county did try to widen the road, if you see those little strips, we were made to stop with threat of trespass, being charged with trespass. So we can't do anything, and it's dealing with BLM is complicated, and it's on one of my lists for the new year of a priority.
First time somebody gets hurt on the road and decides to sue BLM, then maybe a court will make him do it.
I agree, and Justin has some other ideas today, so maybe we'll see some changes. Yes?
Megan Holzer for Commissioner 2020?
No. I do not want to be a commissioner. You guys have all seen me cry. I am not emotionally equipped to be a commissioner.
I was just curious.
No. Yes?
Do you know what category that road is?
It's a non-road.
My question is, does it belong to BLM, the entire road?
The road does not belong to anybody. The land is BLM. It's called an RS-2477.
Yeah.
And so it's just an easement over BLM land.
Right.
So we don't own the road. BLM doesn't own the road.
Okay.
We didn't build the road.
So you know, it's a say. What do you call it?
RS-2477.
Okay. RS-247. Okay. You know, at the top of the hill, the guy had the gravel pit. Just before that, it's a real estate sign.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little dog leg to the right. That goes in 3.5 miles. It's the same road, RS-2477, whatever it is. Right. That right now is a 14-foot right-of-way. Okay, we own a piece of land down the end of that. We went to the BLM, no problem. You fill out these forms, take 6 months. I can get a 30 or 50-foot right-of-way if I want to open it up and open up a mine there for trucks to go back and forth. And it just takes 6 months to fill out the forms.
For access.
What's that?
For access. An access road. You aren't wanting to pave it.
or how you can pay it also. I had three meetings with BLM.
Okay, well, this is...
Because of dust control, they wanted it paved.
Okay, and are they expecting you to pave it?
Yeah.
They'll pave it?
No, they want me to pave it.
That is the problem.
But
is it on your private property?
No, no, it's BLM land.
Okay,
it's
well...
3.5 miles of BLM land used to go to Howard Hughes' mine down there.
I hope you're right that was your experience.
Well, no,
but I can tell you the back road isn't RS-2477.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the difference because the RS-2477s were started in the 1800s to facilitate expansion of the Western United States.
Uh-huh.
And literally so that people could get from one part to another over public land.
Right.
So the back road is that way, Trout Canyon Road, if you've ever been up there. And the rule is, with an RS-2477, no maintenance or improvements can be done on that road beyond what is already disturbed, and you cannot bring in anything new, so no Type 2 or anything can be brought in.
Well, they see.
So it must be some sort of different...
They see you're rather open for it. They said if you want 50 foot, we'll give you 50 foot. The only thing you got to do is got to bring in a contractor and move any cactus that are in the right of way back over.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I wish it was that easy, but I know for these particular ones,
that's why I've been listening to what's been going on for the past couple of years. I'm saying to myself, why would they allow that road going through the desert to be widened and paved, and the county can't do that? It just didn't make any sense.
I suspect that they're pissed off because no one asked them to pave it the first time.
Oh.
No.
The movie company did it.
It has to do with its...
Wasn't the county.
...an easement that belongs... I mean, if you step back, that land belongs to all of us. As BLM, as public lands, we own all of that land. And someone did come in and pave a road through it, and so we can't, suddenly say, oh, county, sure, you can have it. You can take care of it on the land that we own. So, I mean, I see what they're saying. I wish it wasn't so difficult, but I understand how it came to be.
I think you're only going to see by 2020, everything's going to change.
We'll see.
There's all kinds of stuff between the Raiders Stadium opening, the Fountain Blue Hotel, the Chinese Hotel, where the Stardust used to be. Everything's gearing for 2020, the stuff in Henderson. And there's been a lot of talk about the Ivan Parr Airport, by the Airport Authority. Mm-hmm. They announced they're going to start building that, the funding comes through for it. There's a federal law, a statute that states any federally funded project, any community within the area of that supplies the labor force, all the roads have to be brought up to federal standards, which means Sandy Valley is the closest residential area to that airport, and that mountain pass will be completely redone. But it may take 5 more years, but...
Maybe, we'll see.
But if they, as soon as they announce about that airport, you're going to see the attitude change on all these things.
I see. Okay.
We'll see.
What about getting like Rudy Mulfelbaum involved and saying, hey,
with
the director of transportation at the state and asking him to take over maintenance?
He has no jurisdiction over it because it's BLM. So he would have this exact same problem we do. The exact same problem. He doesn't have any rights.
Well, somebody should start doing some maintenance. Who does the maintenance right there now? The potholes?
The county does the maintenance, but they're only allowed to work within the area that's already disturbed. And they can fill potholes, and that's it. And they do. They come out. If you see, it's like a patchwork quilt. They come out usually within a day of being notified. So it's an unfortunate situation. I don't like it either. And just our public works guys, they don't like it either. That's embarrassing to them. If you're a professional road guy, that's an embarrassment.
It
they
is.
Don't like it. And they hate having come out. But
can we not see how we could get a transfer, the land
that's
transfer?
That's what we're trying to do. But you can't just hand it over. It's not like you can just buy it. There's environmental studies. There is the crossover for bighorn sheep that'll have to be taken into account. I
mean, like they're going to pay attention to that.
Listen, it is what it is. So we want a nice road. We have to play the bighorn sheep. So
bighorn sheep matter.
I can hardly wait to see some BLM people out there training them to cross a bridge.
Okay. Well, if they put a sign, they'll know where to cross.
Yeah.
So, okay, anything else unusual that you need me to answer? I think you've tapped my
receiver.
Okay.
First meeting of the week.
Thank you. We have no planning and zoning, no general business. We have lots of comments by the general public, but if there's any more that we have not already discussed.
Just a few things happening Saturday the 15th.
Pancake Breakfast at Senior Center, 8 to 10:30. The Baptist Church at Gold and Shawnee is having an all-day clothing giveaway of winter items. So anyone that might need jackets or anything, all sizes. And that's, I believe, 10 to 6. And then the Idle Spurs is doing an ugly sweater contest and karaoke and birthday thing that night, too.
Okay. Pastor Mike.
Yeah, Sandy Valley Community Church presents The Worship of Christmas, a musical and drama performed by the Pahrump Community Church, and that will be this Friday, December 14th at 6:30. And it's usually a good little story, good little drama. They started practicing since last summer on this whole presentation. So come on out, and we'll have some soup and drinks afterwards. And anybody that would like to come, bring your families, and we'd love to have you. Thank you.
Cool. Anybody else? Next meeting is January 8th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're out of here. Where did these come from? Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Ellen, you brought them?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.